Hey, folks, how we doing? It's that time again. This is your co-host, Andy Kimball, live from Los Angeles, California, on the 11th of November, 11-11-2022. Still waiting for some election results to come in. And if we get what we think we're going to get in Arizona, Nevada, Georgia won't matter as much. We always like to make sure that Herschel Walker does not become United States Senator, regardless. So it matters to him. It does matter, but it won't be to have the same magnitude and the same amount of money pumped into it if the Democrats maintain control of the Senate without Georgia. Anyway, let's hurry up and wait. As we know, there's still 20-some seats in Congress still unspoken for, not decided yet. And, of course, the three states we're still waiting upon here for results regarding who maintains control of the Senate. It does look like the GOP is going to maintain an edge on in Congress, in the House, by a very, very small edge. And what impact that will have, that small margin, we're not really sure yet. There's a lot to talk about here. What happens if the Republicans, the GOP, it takes the House in terms of their investigative and insight committees and so forth. And, it's all about revenge for them and all about, I'll get you, not about policy, not about making America better, not about making a difference in our lives, not about, all they do is they lose and they insult, they lose and they accuse you of stealing and rigging an election. They lose and they call you names. And they have yet to lay any policy down. All they do is criticize and call people names. There are some exceptions, of course, but that seems to be the name of the game for the GOP since Donald Trump became a politician. Not so much before that. There are some very dignified Republicans who have maintained a tremendous amount of integrity and deserve a tremendous amount of respect and commendation for what they have accomplished and what they do and what they stand for. I'm independent. I voted for several Republicans. Even this past election in California, I voted for some Republicans. I don't vote for a party. I vote for the person. But anyway, that's just me speaking. I do lean towards the Democratic platform and ideology, of course, much more than I do the GOP's platform. But that is not without exception. All right, moving along here. This show is not a live call-in show. You can't call our number, 515-605-9888. We'll be back with that number call-in on Monday. What I want to do, though, is share with you some conversation and some audio on this broadcast here regarding, various headlines, news, Donald Trump, the Kanye West, and a couple other things. So let's engage in some conversation with some people who have commented and provided commentary accordingly. And we'll start with Tom Powell, who has some interesting insight regarding the Russians and Donald Trump. Take a listen to this. It's very interesting, to say the least. And again, you're free to let us know what your thoughts are regarding anything we talk about or don't talk about by sending an email to andyandamandashow@gmail.com. And we'll love to, if you want us to, we'll read your commentary on the air and respond to it accordingly. So give us an email. Let's listen to Tom Powell here. This is interesting.
So the question is, why is the GOP afraid of Trump? Two reasons. One, he's managed to develop a rather large voting base, and they can't win elections without his voting base. But two, and more to the point, think about what Trump has done his entire life. Prior to becoming a politician, what was his MO in business? The National Enquirer has already admitted to this. He would find dirt on the people he was doing business with or the people he wanted to hold leverage over their heads with. The National Enquirer would help him find dirt, and then he would hold that leverage over their head. The National Enquirer says they have a safe filled with dirt on people that Trump did business with and he was trying to have leverage over. Trump's own personal lawyer for 15 years, 10 to 15 years, Michael Cohen, said as much, right? That's Trump's MO. Now, fast forward to him becoming a politician. He's running for the presidency in 2016. He's already owned by the Russians. He can't get a dime of money from a U.S. bank leading up to that point in time. He's got to get all of his money from Russia. They admit to getting all their money from Russia. Eric Trump did an interview in which he said as such. Now he's the presidential candidate. Russia hacks both the DNC and the RNC servers. The RNC has admitted this. We got hacked too. Russia doesn't deny this. But the only emails, the only information, the only dirt that came out was on the DNC. You telling me every Republican candidate, every Republican politician that had information on the DNC server was squeaky clean? Bullshit. So what do you think happened? Russia got a whole bunch of dirt on a whole bunch of Republican politicians, and they gave it to their boy, Trump, who has, ever since, used it to hold over the heads of the various GOP members who were originally against him. See Lindsey Graham. It's a Trump MO for 60 years. It's not, I know you and I can see it, but it's not that difficult for everybody else to see. There are just some that choose to put the blinders on. That's what Trump does. He finds dirt on you, he holds it over your head, and he blackmails you into supporting him. Lindsey Graham doesn't think Trump is a Republican. Lindsey Graham thinks Trump is a piece of shit, just like Lindsey Graham said in the beginning. But Trump has something on Lindsey Graham. I bet my fucking house on it. And he got that something from the RNC server hack that the Russians...
So it seems anyway, but yeah, I tend to agree. There's obviously something going on there when you hear Lindsey Graham's statements about Donald Trump when he was a candidate and when he was running for senator, which he got reelected for, obviously. It was 2016, I guess it must have been. And what he had to say about Donald Trump since, and then suddenly his tune made a 180. Anyway, interesting, isn't it? Interesting. Let's move along. I want to hear some more commentary. This is fun. I'm thinking I might want to pull up some Michael Cohen here. Have you folks, anybody tuned into the Michael Cohen podcast? I actually have not heard any of the podcasts, but I have some of the audio from his podcast here. And speaking about an insight into the Trump White House, into Donald Trump himself, this guy puts it all on the table and does it so well. Michael Cohen, you are now on the Andy and Amanda Show. Welcome aboard.
Baby Donald, talk about a guy with a fragile ego. Who's he attacking today? He's attacking Bill Maher. Why? So on his stupid social network, that fucking failing piece of shit, right? That whatever happened to Devin Nunes, is he still even involved? Here's what he turns around and writes. Every time low ratings dummy Bill Maher has anything to say about your favorite president, yes, your favorite president, Donald Trump, he writes, me, Fox finds a way to put him on, usually sandwiched in between really bad anti-Trump ads. Maher is a loser and MAGA gets it, but Fox doesn't. I mean, who else is he going to attack? Bill Maher, Fox, all in one. Donald, I'm here. Where's the attack? Anyway, he said I was fortunate to have my home broken into because it was good for my polls. Wrong. It was an assault on liberty and very bad for our country, which is incredibly angry right now. And no, I was and am leading everybody in the polls by a lot. So you guys all may remember when I turned around and said, polls? Which ones? Right? I mean, bullshit. What polls is he leading? Show me one poll that has Donald Trump leading. There is no poll because he's not even in yet. And nobody's in yet. By the way, the last poll I saw was him versus Ron DeSantis. And guess what, Donald? All right, your favorite president is losing. You know why? Because no one fucking wants you, my friend. All right, and stop fucking lying. It's not your house. Let me say that again. Mar-a-Lardo is not your house. It's a social club that you have hundreds of members that you took 300 plus thousand from each of them as a bond. All right, why you're living there? I don't know. Go move into one of the smaller houses across the street. It's not your house. The FBI did not raid your home. They were respectful. They were courteous. They did not destroy your place. You shouldn't have had this stuff there, all right? So get it through your fat fucking head, all right? It's not your home. It wasn't your documents. Everything that was done was legal.
Of course it is. You know, Donald Trump remains the biggest grifting, scam artist, lying president we've ever had in this country. And I can't believe that some people still defend him with everything that's been going on. And we're going to start our countdown clock here on the Andy and Amanda Show when we believe he's going to be indicted. And we're going to run that clock. And I bet when the clock strikes 12, so to speak, zero, counts down, an indictment will be handed right then and there within a couple days of our prediction. Just watch, folks. We've done this before. We've been right. We were right calling the Joe Biden as being the next president, and we were right about how many votes he would get. We were right about the House and the Senate, and I can go on. But anyway, Donald Trump's going to get indicted, and believe me, he's going to be indicted. And if he announces he's going to run for president again, that's going to be tough. Anyway, let's move along and see who else we can bring on board here and have some more commentary and conversation. Hold on a minute. I'm sure most have heard about the anti-Semitic remarks made by Mr. Conway West, right? Let's take a listen, followed by some passionate commentary.
We Jew, so I can't be anti-Semite. Right. First of all, I need my...
Shut up. I'm sorry. Shut the fuck up. Nobody cares what you have to say, and no one thinks that you're Jesus. Not a single soul. Any of these people that have you on these platforms is using you because you're Kanye West. Period. None of these people think you should be in charge of anything. I'm not joking. Literally. Work on your family shit and keep it to yourself, man. You sound unhinged, and not for the first time. You're a disgrace. I used to fucking think you were cool. Grow up.
Gotta love it, eh? Anyway. Waiting here for some more election results to come in. We'll probably get some numbers from Arizona next week, I think, folks. Early in the week, hopefully. And did you see what Lake, Harry Lake, is doing in Arizona? She thinks there's an issue with the counting of the ballots because it's taking so long. They are doing an exquisite job in Arizona of counting ballots. They are doing everything according to the rules and regulations and the methodologies and logistics that were established way ahead of time and have been implemented for years. Remember the waste of time and money recount they tried to do in Arizona to try to invalidate the actual numbers in Arizona? They tried to do a recount to say that Trump won. Of course, they lost that. This has been recounted, what, 3 or 4 times in Arizona? And the Republicans were there, rah, 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 rah. Again, They can't lose a dignity. They absolutely cannot. It's gone. Thank you, Mr. Trump. Anyway, let's move on here. I don't mean to, you know. Anyway, what can I say? I'm just a guitar player. All right. What's next? Let's see. Oh, I got something nice. Here's a parody built upon the Beatles song Yesterday. This is cute. Take a listen to this. You're gonna like this.
A heinous attack yesterday. Yesterday's a hard word for me.
Yesterday. Such a complicated word to say. When his dentures start to slip away, he's not okay with yesterday. Plain to see how he screwed with our democracy. Binging Big Macs while he watched TV. This just ain't on our history. When the votes came through, they were blue instead of red. So he said, if you staged a coup and went to bed, fuck this guy.
Joined now by the man everyone's talking about, Attorney General Garland. Judy, seditious conspiracy, espionage, bad hair. What the hell is it going to take to nail this guy? No pressure.
The Justice Department has been doing the most wide-ranging investigation in its history.
Well, step on it, sis, because he's getting ready to announce, and we cannot let him be president again. I'm running out of show tunes.
The Justice Department has, from the beginning, been moving urgently to bring to justice everybody who's criminally responsible for interfering with the peaceful transfer of power.
We said, girl, time to go.
He said no.
That piece of trash. He cried, stop the steal, grab the wheel, and try to crash the country. Misery. On that awful January day, when Josh Hawley tried to join the fray. Shit his pants and ran away.
Blasphemy!
What? Cried the slimy, awful GOP when they broke into his property for national security. He's done every crime, now it's time to crush this clown. our shit together. DOJ and prosecute like yesterday. Lock him up like yesterday.
Please. Oh, I love that stuff. It's so much fun. Anyway, every once in a while we get these audio clips and get to play them on our show. It's a lot of fun. Anyway, what was I going to say? Where's Amanda? We could talk a little bit about, might want to address this a little bit, what happens with the GOP worrying about what might happen with Herschel Walker in Georgia. Again, that would be irrelevant. It wouldn't matter what would happen with Herschel Walker. What does matter, because I think he's going to be a disgrace as a senator. What a total moron. You ever hear this guy speak? Unbelievable. Anyway, all these women that came forward with evidence that one, he paid for an abortion, another one, he drove for an abortion. He's got several kids out of wedlock. I mean, oh boy, I'm pro. I hate that. I'm not going to use the word. I'm anti. I say anti-choice. I don't say pro-life. Or, and, you know, I say you're anti-choice is what you are. You're anti, you are not for women and their families and whoever might be in that environment for them to make their own decisions regarding what they might want to do with a pregnancy, especially if the circumstance involves incest or rape. Some unbelievable what's going on in this country now. I can't even fathom that this would have ever happened. Anyway, moving right along here. It looks like, you know, getting back to Herschel Walker, his success is going to depend upon, I think, a great deal of the GOP luminaries, running to Georgia between now and December 6th. And many are torn over whether this is true, whether that should include former President Donald Trump, whose status right now, it depicted and evidenced by the poor showing he's had of the election deniers who are running for office in the country this past election, whose status as the anchor of the party is he's obviously still the anchor, considered to be the anchor of the Republican Party, and the status of that anchor ship is under scrutiny, as a result of a very underwhelming midterm outcome for his disciple endorsed candidates. And, the former president helped to recruit Walker, a football legend. He played with the Philadelphia Eagles. He was a great player, man. I'm a big Eagles fan. I went to games and saw Herschel play. He was with the Cowboys before that. He was a great football player. Great football player. No question about it. From Georgia. But he was a longtime Trump family friend. And Trump, tried to launch him into the Senate contest last year. And he was successful in doing so. He ran as a Republican, and is running as a Republican candidate for Senate in Georgia. So we'll see what happens. That's all we can do is hurry up and wait, right? Some Walker allies are feared that a Trump appearance in Georgia ahead January 6th, listen to me, December 6th runoff election would turn off independents and suburban women and critical, the critical blocks of votes that they would require in that battleground state. And we'll see what happens. Neither Warnock or Herschel Walker took 50% of what is required for there not to be a runoff in Georgia. So, Warnock came to run close, 49.6, I think it is. Some Georgia Republicans said that Trump's decision to proceed with an anticipated 2024 campaign launch next week will distract from what really should be paramount for every Republican at the moment, helping the party secure a Senate majority. Trump aides actually went ahead and sent out invitations late on, yesterday, for a November 15th event at Mar-a-Lago, which is not Trump's house. Anyway, as we heard from just previously from Michael Cohen, I didn't know that. Yeah, I didn't know that. That was just not a true home for Donald Trump, but that's where he's living. That the reason why he has that facility is because all his members pay $300,000 a head. Anyway, That event's going to be November 15th in Mar-a-Lago, which the former president, I hope, will also blunt some momentum behind Ron DeSantis, who's the popular Florida governor now, obviously, and potential presidential primary rival who guided himself to a glorious victory in Florida just on Tuesday. We'll talk about DeSantis another time, not now. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Anyway, folks, I wanted to mention the song. Let's talk about music. Yeah, the song that we started the show with is called Reservation Road. It's on my latest album, which you can now Spotify on Spotify. You can now purchase on Spotify. You don't buy music on Spotify, am I right? I don't really know how that works. I'm so bad with this internet thing. I'm not sure. I don't think you can buy music on Spotify. You just listen to it. Am I right about that? You have to go to, is that right? Yep. Yeah, you have to, you go to Amazon.com. Look at Andy Kimball, the name of the album, Undercover 3. And there's also a single, and I really like the single. I'm hoping you do too. It's called Killing the Blues. It's studio produced a while back, and I've done a lot of live versions of that tune, the Rollin Sally tune's a great, great song. One of my favorites, one of the most requested songs I've ever played, I think, the past 30 years of playing music for a living. And Killing the Blues, check that one out. And I think that costs $1, folks. You can get Andy Kimball songs on Amazon for $1. CD Baby, Amazon, iTunes, and they're all between $1 and $1.29. And it's greatly appreciated because my main gig is that as a touring, performing blues artist, singer, songwriter, folk musician. We've had some dedicated shows to that extent here on the Andy and Amanda Show, where I've taken people through some live performance takes at various shows through the years. It's been a lot of fun doing that. And I've also hosted a couple of singer-songwriter folk shows on this platform as well. And we'll probably do another one, you know, where I talk about and introduce a lot of my favorite artists. And Amanda Love, my co-host on this show, happens to be one of those favorite artists, by the way. She's wonderfully talented. We've played her music on here as well. Anyway, folks, we're going to make this show, it is Veterans Day. Really, my dad was in the Battle of the Bulge. He was rescued by George Patton. As a matter of fact, my dad took a spot in somebody's basement in Bastogne when they were under siege by the Nazis, completely surrounded by Nazis, and a German mortar shell went through the roof, landed in the basement just a several feet away from my dad. It did not go off. I would not be here if it did go off, obviously. But my father looked at this unexploded mortar shell right in front of him, and it didn't go off. Anyway, my father, unfortunately, is no longer with us, but he's a vet, World War II vet, Battle of the Bulge. You talked about his experiences many, many, many times. And his platoon also liberated a concentration camp, a lot of stories about that. Anyway, so all the best. And all many thanks to all the veterans out there who might be listening to this broadcast, regardless of what war or you fought in or what branch of the service you served in, maybe not during wartime. Still, many, many, many thanks for doing that. And we're going to move along. I'm going to put another tune here. Yes, I feel like playing another song. So we'll do that. I'm going to say adios. We bring back a live show on Monday. This has been fun. Hope you've enjoyed it. You know, just running some commentary, just, you know, hearing what the people have to say. And sharing some of the conversation with you on here and some of my own thoughts and ideas, whether you agree with them or not. Your opinion and your thoughts are welcome, and you can email the show. Not that we'll email back. No, but anyway, email the show at andyandamandashow@gmail.com. And our show coordinator is Cornell Butler. Amanda Love is my co-host from the UK. We're the only show in the world that joins the UK and the USA live here, usually 3 days a week, unless circumstances do not permit us. Like today, we couldn't get a whole show together for a couple. We have some other things going on in the music business, actually, which prevented us from doing a live show today, which is kind of, that's my main gig. That's Amanda's main gig, too. This show has gained a lot of ground and a lot of, we 5,000 some listeners now around the world, 23 countries around the world. Not every show is 5,000. It fluctuates, but the buildup has been terrific. And, you know, we do run a lot of fun comedy clips that I was going to prepare for today and we'll do for next week. And, you know, we have a lot of fun. We keep it lighthearted. We share a lot of laughs, talk about you know, this is a show where you can come on board by dialing 515-605-9888 and keep it light and share some laughs with us. And you know, this is a show where we don't, you know, although it appears that we are probably, you know, leftists, we're not. I'm very, very in the center and skew more towards a Republican ideology when it comes to money management and finances. And in social platforms, I'm much more progressive. So I'm right there in the middle. So don't think this show is all about bashing Donald Trump. It is not. We do nothing but speak the truth regarding Donald Trump and regarding anybody else who shares the headlines, the news, the spotlight, so to speak. We go behind the headlines. What's going on? What do they have to say? What are their backgrounds? And we comment on that. We're not a Sean Hannity, a Dennis Prager, Tucker Carlson. I was going to say Marshall Tucker. Tucker Carlson. These guys, I can't believe they get away with what they get away with. But hey, they got a fan base, and people go rah rah rah. And might even include you. I'd like to know why. If you're a fan of one of those folks over on the Fox Network, I'd like to know why. AndyDemandershow@gmail.com or call us next week at 515-605-9888, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 6 p.m. New York time. That's Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. 515-605-9888, and join in on this conversation that is usually live. All right, folks, more music. Let's do it to it. Why don't I want to play a tune here by a young woman named Natalie Moore that had the pleasure of backing up on the guitar and producing. Natalie Moore singing a song by Adele called If It Hadn't Been For Love.
Never would have hitchhiked to Birmingham if it hadn't been for love. Never would have caught the train to Louisiana if it hadn't been for love. Never would have run through the blinding rain without $1 to my name if it hadn't been for love. Never would have seen the trouble that I'm in if it hadn't been for love. Would have been gone like a wayward wind if it hadn't been for love. Nobody knows it better than me. I wouldn't be wishing I was free if it hadn't been for love. But go to walls against my will. At least I know he's lying still. Never would have gone to that side of town if it hadn't been for love. Never would have took a mind to track him down if it hadn't been for love. Never would have loaded up a .44 and put myself behind a jailhouse door if it hadn't been for love. But go to walls. Never would have hitchhiked to Birmingham if it hadn't been for love. Never would have caught the train to Louisiana if it hadn't been for love. Never would have loaded up a .44 and put myself behind a jailhouse door if it hadn't been for love. If it hadn't been for love.
Natalie Moore, and I backed her up on guitar, and also laid in a bass track. Andy Kimball here on that, on the music, and what a talent. Natalie Moore from Austin, Texas. She's coming back up to Los Angeles and within the next week or so, and we'll hopefully collaborate and be able to do some more music and put it out as well. We'll see what happens. Anyway, I'm going to call it a day here. Call it an hour, call it a half hour today. And I want to thank everybody for stopping by, tuning in, listening to my whatever it is you want to call it, improv show. And we'll see you Monday. Have a great weekend. Again, thanks to all the veterans. Happy Veterans Day, whatever you might be doing today. And we'll see again, everybody, Monday. Remember, 6 p.m., Blog Talk Radio, 515-605-9888. Gets you on the show. And we're Monday, Wednesday, and Friday live on Blog Talk Radio. And then it becomes a podcast and wherever you're hearing this. So be it. And I hope you enjoy it. I'm going to finish up the show with an improv guitar piece that I did on the fly. Made it up as I was going along here, literally note by note, you know, guitar figure by guitar figure, totally on the fly. Here's Andy Kimball, me, with a improv on the fly guitar piece, just fooling around, really, that got recorded, called, I called for no, I don't know why, but it's called Starboard Tack on the 12-string Taylor guitar. Okay, folks, take it easy. We'll see you Monday.